Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, Mix.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, this is Matea calling up here.
Okay. Hi, Matea.
Yes, I'm calling for this radio gift certificate now. What do I get?
We're not giving away anything right now.
Okay, what do I do now? I want to win now.
Well, I don't have anything for you to win right now.
Okay, now it's $1,000. Hey, 10 o'clock. Is it 10 o'clock already?
Yeah, we're going to do it at 11 o'clock and 3:55 is the $1,000.
Okay, now you must answer the phone call because I tried yesterday the whole day. They were kicking me out, these people.
Oh, yeah?
And you're beating me to this $1,000. I need dollar, please say. I need to win this dollar. I'm very, very, very broke, very poor.
What is this?
I call you back. I'm listening to you very well now.
All right. Well, good luck to you. I hope you win.
Okay, now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye-bye. That's an interesting start to the Unfiltered After Show. I just grabbed the request line. She wanted to win the money.
Oh, you recorded that?
Yeah.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Well, I was just setting up to check the audio levels like I always do, and I saw the phone ring, and I was like, oh, let's see what's going on here. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show podcast. We each bring one topic to discuss, and we don't know what the others are going to bring. As always, Kennedy is up first. What you got?
So, I'm not, like, scared to live alone. I've lived alone long enough that really just doesn't bother me. And sometimes I think maybe I don't think enough about safety. But my house is pretty, I live on a pretty quiet street. But I have, like, put lots of things in my house and around my house. You know, I have motion-sensored lights on all sides of the house. So if you got near my car, it would light up. If or my house or in the backyard. I have cameras at the front and back door, so I know if somebody comes or goes. And I have little lights that are motion sensor throughout the house. Because, like, if I have to wake up in the middle of the night to take Elvis out, I don't want to have to turn on a light to reset. Because that'll reset your head and you'll start thinking you're supposed to wake up. So I have this one that's on the landing of my stairs going up to where my bedroom is. And yesterday I'm sitting in bed with Elvis. You know, it's dark up there and just watching a little TV. And all of the sudden that light turns on the stairs.
Oh, gosh, that is the worst. And you're like, what the hell is going on?
I just sat there and I'm like, what do I? So I turned the TV, I paused, you know, whatever I was watching, listening. And I have an old house, it's creaky. And again, if someone had come in through one of my doors, the camera would have told me.
Right.
But still, why the fuck did that light turn on? So
yeah. Did you get up and check?
I'm sitting there, I'm holding the phone in my hand and I like put the 911 already in the phone just in case.
No.
Because I realized I don't have anything for protection in my house. I used to have pepper spray, but it's not by the bed anymore. So I don't know. So clearly I need to go get something.
Get some bear spray or
get
something.
Get some something. And I've just sat there and Elvis is snoring, not bothered. And I know that if someone had gotten that close upstairs, he would have woken up. But also, if somebody came in the house to rob us, he'd be like, hey, did you want to rub my butt?
Save
you. Did you want to rub my butt?
Right.
Maybe. I mean, you'd like to think they know good from bad, but who knows?
No.
So then I decide, okay, let's go investigate. So I go, and there's nothing there. There's nobody in my house. However, when I get downstairs and turn on the light in the kitchen, there is a fucking mouse sitting on my stove just staring at me.
So that's what it was, a mouse going down the stairs or something?
Well, I'm sure there's many more than just one. I know that there are.
You don't even want to think about how many there are.
I don't, because it was such nasty weather that they just started coming.
What is it about your place
that
there's so many mice?
It's
you've
really...
had the exterminators come. You've done some dirty work yourself.
I've done some dirty work myself.
I know it's you had a really, moral dilemma about it.
It's a really old house. The basement, it looks to me like was, like the basement, half of it is stone or concrete or limestone. I don't even know what it is. But it has, like, all of the cracks that had been in it have been filled up with that stuff you put in and it puffs out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just, it's full of holes. I've gone around the house 4 or 5 times, you know, shoving steel wool into the holes, which is something they don't like. But I couldn't do it in the basement. It would take all my life. You know what I mean?
So I saw recently a mm-hmm. new way to deal with this, and I had never seen this before.
Give it to me.
So they make buckets.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. We talked about this last time I did
this.
Did
we?
Yeah, the water.
Yeah. No, it doesn't have to be water.
But these
so the one
fall.
That I saw, this guy that I follow on YouTube lives in an area mm-hmm. where he's gone a lot and he has some things he's trying to protect. Mm-hmm. So he just leaves the buckets in there mm-hmm. and then he has somebody check on them. When mm-hmm. they find them, they take and they drive the things somewhere.
So things I'm not going to do. Drive a bucket full of mice anywhere. Like, you know, in my head, you guys know me. I don't like to kill things.
I know, but...
But I'm not, but nor am I going to drown them. So I get the most humane traps I possibly can. Ones that go to kill
bucket,
them
it
in
is,
the thing.
Well,
no, they drown in the bucket. And
no, he doesn't put water in
yes,
them.
Yes, I know, but you have to do something with the mice, and I'm not going to do anything with them. You know what I mean? Like,
keep
where am I going
pets.
To put them? So I follow a woman on Instagram who does just that.
Oh, please don't do that.
No, fuck no. I'm not doing that.
Get
and
a
you guys
cat.
Know me. I love all
carry a lot of
living
diseases.
Creatures.
Get a cat.
But
I've said this.
I will still like cats.
He'll get over it.
Just keep the cat in the basement. I have plenty to eat.
So
I have plenty of mice to eat.
I was just a little, you know, I don't leave food out. I don't, you know, I'm really careful about all of it. But I was just like, motherfucker. So then I ordered some new traps. But I did find out that they like chocolate. Because mm-hmm. I had made a fudge pie, my grandma's fudge pie, that I was going to bring in here. And I didn't put it away. I left it on the stove last night.
Yeah, we don't want
it. I wrapped it in tinfoil. But they didn't even, like, they didn't rip through the tinfoil. They didn't try and get in there. They carefully and cleverly unrolled
it. Lifted
the tinfoil, and we're only eating out of a certain place.
Mm.
So at least they're polite.
I wonder what it is about, like, the location of your house.
I truly don't know.
That there's just a thing.
I've asked my neighbors, and they say that they don't see any in their homes. And it makes me feel like, what am I doing wrong? Am I a disgusting
it's not
human?
You. You pay way too much in rent to be dealing with this problem over and over and over and over again.
But there's really, I mean, aside from what they, having that guy come in and put those traps out. But I didn't like those traps because they're the glue traps and then they just starve to death. So
you got
to
do something.
No, I did. I got, ordered 20 new traps.
How bad does the mouse problem have to be before you consider not living in this location anymore?
Oh, I don't know. I really like it there. It's only during really bad weather. Like, they were gone all summer.
No, I think they're around. You just happen to see them
less.
Well, I keep a... You can tell where they are because there's poop and stuff. Because they just walk and shit and walk and shit. Like, that's all they do. So, you know, and I keep everything in those areas where it used to be. That's how I found out where they were coming from. And then I patched those areas up.
Why are you so adverse to killing them?
No, I'm going to kill them. But I have the traps that snap really hard and kill them in one.
I mean, she's killed a bunch of them in the past, and they're just back.
Like, I really have.
Well, why won't you do the bucket ones?
Because that seems really inhumane
to me.
It's not. They swim until they can't swim anymore, and they drown. Can you imagine how terrifying that would be?
It's not. Their brains
it's
don't...
It's not.
You're putting your brain function on their brain function.
You know how smart mice are, right?
They
have good brains.
Yeah, that's why we use them testing animals in labs.
It would be one thing if it was an earthworm, maybe, who doesn't have much of that.
I think every animal has their sort of knows that they're swimming for their life until they're not.
I mean, it's so funny, though, because I still scream. You know, they don't bother me. I have no problem.
Like, that to me is more inhumane to hear that snap. Like,
they don't even know. It's bam and you're dead.
Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't get them right.
No, the ones that I buy are hard core. So anyway, I just, you know, nothing like 1 o'clock in the morning, mice staring you down in your stove saying, your kitchen or mine. So anyway.
All right.
Good times.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to talk to you about, Barrett and I went and saw the Royals yesterday down at City Hall Plaza. And I want to talk a little bit about just our experience of walking there and walking back and the people watching of it all.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite thing to do in the world.
So it's probably about a mile for us to walk from the house to City Hall Plaza. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we walk through Charlestown down to the Charlestown Marina, the Navy Yard Marina,
mm-hmm.
and then we cross over what's called the locks there. Some people may not even know they exist, but there
I only know because I was on a boat once.
Yeah. So if you're in the Charles River and you're trying to get out into the Boston Harbor, there's a set of locks there. So you pull up to it, the locks open up, you pull your boat into this thing, they
locks
fill it up with water. Yeah. So there's a set of locks right there. And when you're walking across the locks, you're looking up at the Zakim Bridge. You're mm-hmm. right below it. And then you can see the garden off. And so we got to walk across there and then, you know, walk over to City Hall Plaza. And it's just very interesting to me how people are so self-absorbed and don't pay attention to their surroundings all the time.
Oh, my gosh. All the time.
They won't make room for you when you're walking in tight spaces. You know, like when you walk across the locks, it's barely wide enough. It's not really wide enough for two people to, okay? So it's really just a one person. You almost have to kind of stop and turn sideways in order to walk past.
Nobody gives a shit. They'll walk four abreast and not care.
And then it also says, don't ride your bike. There's a whole area that leads up to the locks and then the locks and then a little off-ramp area. And it says, clearly, please disembark from your bikes because there's no room on the locks. And of course, people ride across them. And then now everybody's got a scooter or a one wheel or an electric skateboard. We watched a woman completely wipe out on her scooter dead in front of us walking back yesterday. And she was driving like a Delta Bravo. She deserved a fall. She was, you know, she came zipping around us on the sidewalk on her scooter.
Like you mean one of those motorized razor scooters
Like no, like a razor scooter.
Yeah, yeah.
But
like
motorized.
The ones you can rent in other cities.
But this wasn't a rental. This is one.
They don't do that here. But yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Yes, yeah. So she came zipping by us on one, and it's pouring down rain, and I turned to Barrett. I was like, well, first of all, that was kind of rude the way she just zipped around. And I was like, she's going to wipe out. And sure enough, she hit the corner right in front of us. There's a little brick there. She tried to make a quick turn and just spilled and right across the thing. And I was like, I mean, I hope you're okay, but you deserved it, you know. And then we're going to cross the street and we're over there where all this new construction is, this new city. You know, there used to be a city garage there, and now they've turned it into the State Street building. Have you seen that building?
I honestly haven't been down that area in a minute.
This is all close to City Hall Plaza, where the bus station used to be. They've knocked everything down. There's a brand new, beautiful glass building there. And so we go to cross the street. We have the white, you know, we try and follow. And here comes a guy on a moped, or like a little tiny motorcycle, and almost runs me over. Thankfully, Barrett was behind me. If Barrett had been in front of me, the guy would have probably hit Barrett. And I'm just like, he just made a left turn on a red light because he was on like a little tiny motorcycle. And he's just like going to do whatever he's going to do. And so we get past him, and then we go to make a left to go to walk up to City Hall Plaza. And here comes another guy on a scooter, and he is riding in the bike lane, right? Okay, great. But he's riding in the bike lane going the opposite direction. So he's going opposite traffic in the bike lane on a motorized scooter. Now, I'm not looking left because I'm crossing and looking to the right because that's where traffic is coming from. And as I get to the bike lane, I hear something and I look and I like have to throw my hand out and stop Barrett. And here comes this jackhole, zoom, right by. And I'm just like, what is wrong with people? And that's all you see. Everywhere you go, nobody cares about anybody else. They don't pay attention to anybody else. It was just wild. And this was just a 1 mile walk back and forth to City Hall Plaza on one day. I can't imagine, like, if you have to do that every day, how you don't, like, stab somebody.
Mm-hmm. My favorite are the folks that walk out of a store or out of a place and then come to a dead
and then
stop,
just stop
as soon as they get to the door because they need to look at their receipt or look at their phone, right, or they don't know where they're going. You know, mm-hmm, you get into the mall and you just come to a dead stop because you don't, mm-hmm, know which way to go. Woof.
We are just...
Woof.
And I get it. You know, we all have things going on in our lives and... But I'm just like, you can't just stop in the middle
people
of a thing.
People have no awareness of, like, their space.
Right. Well, people know they don't care.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think it speaks to the culture that we have cultivated in America, mm-hmm, where it's very individualistic.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's very much, you're an individual, you're special, and other cultures are not like that. And so people are looking out more for the whole in other cultures and thinking about the whole, mm-hmm, either their family unit or society. And these things like that don't happen. Like, Japan is cleaning up the stadium after every World Cup game that they
that
attend.
That brought me to my knees when I saw that
the
story.
The players, you mean.
Right. No, the fans. The Japanese fans.
I thought the players were doing the locker rooms.
No, the Japanese fans go around the entire 60,000-seat stadium and clean up.
They bring
that's
bags
incredible
with them and everything.
And it's just a different culture. So here, it's very much about me and not we.
Right.
So these people don't give a fuck about you, pretty, mm-hmm, put simply. They have somewhere to be, and that's what's on their mind.
But, like, at this, even just being, like, a sentient human being, you know, like, on your phone so hard that you'll walk into traffic or into walls. Like, y'all, what are we doing here?
So when we get over to watch...
We're addicted to screens, too.
What are we doing here?
So when we get over there to watch the Royals and the whole speech, we're trying to find a good spot. Obviously, we were kind of late getting there because I had to wait for Barrett to get out of school, and by the time we get over there... So we see this spot, and there's a wall that's up maybe 3 or 4 feet, and it's pretty wide. And it's right next to that government center new glass entrance that they've just built at City. It's beautiful. And I said to Barrett, I was like, oh, this would be a good spot to go stand. It's kind of over top. Barrett's short. Everybody's got their umbrellas. So we need to be further back but higher up. Mm-hmm. We can't go down. Like, if we go right down in front, we're close. And I can see fine because I'm 6'3". But Barrett can see nothing. And
put
I feel
on
bad
your
for
shoulders.
Yeah. He's 12. He's not 2. He weighs almost 100 pounds.
He's as tall as I am.
Yeah.
I get it.
That'd be a lot.
So, my sense is, all right, we'll move further back. We'll get to higher ground, and we'll be able to see. So we find this spot on this little wall, and we're standing there. And we are now at the front of this little wall that's right near these steps. And I'm just saying to Barrett, hey, be cognizant, because if you fall off this wall on the left side, you're going to fall only like 2 or 3 feet. But if you fall the wall on the right side, it's like 5 feet down. You could hurt yourself. So just be aware of where you are while we're standing there. And then next thing you know, like, now it's pouring down rain. And so I have my hood on and then another hood. And I'm, you know, and we're just like, it's just awful. And I get hit upside the back of the head. And I'm like, did I just get... And I turn around, and there are two people that close to me, and the woman has hit me upside the head with her umbrella. And I just turn and look. She says nothing, just looking at her phone, has no awareness. And then one of the gals she's with just comes up and kind of snuggles up right next to me. And I'm just like... Now, this space is 2.5, 3 feet wide. It's on the edges of this thing. There is no room. And I'm just like...
I was really hoping that after the COVID days when 6 feet apart became the norm, that we'd all maybe at least embrace a foot.
Nope, that is gone. And I just I finally said to her, I was like, would you mind? It's like a little tight up here and I don't want anybody to fall. Could you just like... Because there was nowhere to go in front of us because we were on the edge. So there were stairs in front. You couldn't go any further. And we were in the front. And she was trying to like get around us. I'm like,
can you not?
After I'd almost been run over twice by the Razor scooters, when I got home, I was just like.
Never again.
People, you're killing me. People, you're killing me. Producer Dan, what you got?
So I want to talk about the effects that beauty has on our society and how just... We view everything through a certain lens. So obviously, you know, there's been a ton of studies done that, you know, attractive people, there's biases towards
100%.
More attractive people in life.
100%.
It's a little, that's not to say you can't be attractive and very intelligent or work very hard, but if it's between you and someone who's not as attractive, a human nature is going to tend to lean that you're going to get it. That's just how it is. So they did a study that said because of how in-person learning had stopped in the pandemic, that everyone had went on virtually. And the grades of attractive college students dropped dramatically because they were online and in a little box instead of in front of their professor. So now all the hot people in class, their grades dropped because all of a sudden it was just about the work, which I thought was fascinating.
Was everything remaining equal? Were they still doing their homework at the same level they did when they were in house? Like, you know what I mean? I mean, it makes perfect sense. I know what you're saying. Don't get me wrong. You know,
we actually
sitting
talked
in front of professors and having hours if it was subjective grades as opposed to objective
grades. We talked
grades.
About this already.
We did. Yeah, it was a while
I think
ago,
you were
though.
Gone while we had,
ago,
but we talked about this subject. And
oh,
we
did
were
you?
Trying. Yeah, this is fine. Ago. It's fine. We didn't, we just spent like 2 minutes talking about it. We didn't dive too deep into it. But, you know, the thing that I think we all agreed upon was a lot of times, and especially when you get to college, you get that male professor thing, right? And then the cute college co-ed comes in and says, is there anything that I can do? And the cute girl, you know, or the cute guy, whatever, can get away with it. Whereas the person who's not friendly and would be to seem not pretty or whatever, right, wouldn't get the kindness of the professor.
It permeates pretty much all aspects of life. I'm sure we've all dealt with it in some form or another. And we want to see pretty people on TV. It's just like, it's everywhere. It's everything we do.
I started watching that Julia Child thing they did on HBO about how she became Julia Child and doing TV at WGBH. And the episode I watched yesterday was them going, that's her? People want to look at her on television?
Right.
Like a bunch of men standing there saying, I can't believe they want to look at her. Like, woof. But there's still to this day, it's still like that. 100%. Yes, it is what it is. Yes, yes, Dan. Yes.
I used to have to hire this help. Well, I didn't do it. Kennedy did a lot of it. But, you know, hiring street team people for the radio station, and you know, a lot of times the street team kids are the face of the radio station when they're out doing an event. So we always want to make sure that we have like pleasant people that like are attractive. You know, that clients are going to be happy to have come out. You know, absolutely, that was a part of it.
I was just happy if they like showered, showed up on time. I don't give a fuck past that.
Yeah, it definitely permeates every part of society.
Next.
I think though now, I feel like nowadays, it doesn't play as much a part. More people.
Show me someone on the news who's a six or below.
I think we like to think that, but I don't know if that would back 100%. It up.
Yeah. That's exactly it, Dan.
We like to think it.
All right. If you missed anything from the regular part of the show, we did talk a lot today about the Royals in town and some great audio from being down there with my son Barrett and from the Prince as well. You can catch that on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.